Hello, the internet. Welcome to Channel 10. I'm here with Chris Rayner from the Live Search team. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being on Channel 10.
Thanks.
Now, I don't think many people know that the Live Search website, where we go to find stuff on the internet, is a relatively big team here at Microsoft, and you guys are always working behind the scenes to add new features and to make finding things on the internet better and easier and give you more features. So I think recently you guys have released a big bunch of updates and you've got some more coming. Let's have a look at those today. What's new with Live Search? Let's have a look.
Yeah, happy to show you. This is our new homepage.
Cool.
Done some things just to clean it up, make it more usable, sort of thing. We constantly test this with people and end users.
Yep.
To see what works best for them. So we've made a couple updates. Today, for instance, I'm in a bit of a funk because I got Rickrolled again.
Again?
Yes.
This happens to you on a regular basis?
It's starting to get a little out of hand here.
Quietly, I actually like the Rickroll.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't tell anyone. Well, these cameras aren't rolling, but I'm a big fan of the old Rick Astley. So, anyway, Rickrolling. Where were we?
So let me show you a little bit about something I wanted to search. Rick Astley, bit of an iconic 80s figure.
Definitely.
I wanted to find out a little bit more about him. So from Live Search here, I can go in, and this is what we call an instant answer.
What are we looking at? What's different here?
So here you can actually see, right away, pictures of Rick.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta love that hair. I personally, like the one where he's looking head on the camera here. But from here you can actually do a lot of sorting.
Right.
The idea behind the instant answer is that it just makes it really easy to find what you want right on the page.
Okay.
So you don't have to drill down, you don't have to click off to other sites, because there's a lot of things where we can actually just understand what the customer is trying to find
right.
and present it to them right there.
Okay.
In this particular case, there's some things that you can do. So we can go to the close-up image. This takes you to an image search. You gotta love the close-ups.
Wow, that's cool.
And from image search, you can even refine it even more. You can go by different size. You can select, desktop size for something you want to set as a wallpaper, for instance. And all these one-click functions just make it easy for you to get what you need quickly.
Sure, okay.
You can also find related people and things like that.
So instead of, perhaps searching for Rick Astley desktop wallpaper, I can just type in Rick Astley and go from there straight to images.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool, which I'll probably do once we get back to the office. Anyway.
my home computer, of course, Rick, is permanently set as my desktop.
Naturally. All right, so what else we got that's new?
Let me show you a few other things. So we've got this thing called XRank.
Now, what is XRank? I have seen that before at the top of my Live Search results.
So XRank is a new browse experience that we have. We're trying to make search richer.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are very task-focused, but we know lots of people actually, because they use search so much, they want to actually understand how they can do more with it.
Okay.
So XRank is one of those things. What we do is we look at our search logs, and we rank different categories of things based on the popularity of what we see on the internet.
So it's a popularity ranking? Is that kind of
essentially,
one way to
do it? Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Right.
And so for this case, for musicians, for instance, you can see that Rick here is out of the thousands of musicians that we have. Rick is currently 545, and he is moving up the chart.
Wow.
And you can actually see on the history here, this is kind of cool, you can see that apparently we're actually a little bit behind the times. Rick was even cooler back at the end of March.
What point was he here at the back of March? What was
so this was, I guess, beginning of April here. And it actually calls out some of the news items associated with some of the things, so you can see how it goes. He was dropping down a bit, but he's spiking back up. Hopefully all your friends will see this as well and, do a few more searches on Rick. So we'll
go see. Search Rick Astley on Live Search, everyone. We'll go get that X rank back up.
We'll see if we can get poor Rick into the top 100.
All right, cool.
We know he needs the royalties. So some of the things you can do here. So first off, we've got a picture of them. We've got a bunch of news pieces here. We have the history. You can actually go right into the videos as well.
Okay.
One of the things you can see here is that when we roll over, we can actually play lots of the videos.
Right. So did you pre-download that video, or is that actually
now? This is actually just right in the experience here. When you roll over, it just automatically starts streaming. We do a couple of cool things with this. We don't just start at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
We have some technology that actually picks out what we think is the most important part of the video.
Cool.
So try and increase the relevance to people and make it really easy to find to sort through the different videos. You don't want to sit through 5 minutes for each video to try and find if it's the one you want. So other things that are cool here, we've got other things you can look at. Celebrities, politicians are very interesting too, very topical.
Okay, so the same concept. It's basically a ranking on the most popular searches on Live Search.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, okay, so he's number one.
So this one, there's a little less movement because there's sort of the, you know, a few leaders who are really in the news a lot.
Yeah.
There's this guy named Obama who seems to be doing very well.
Right.
He's back up at number one. You know, not quite sure what that's all about. You can see that, I guess, Hillary, I think, beat him out last week, but he's back up at number one.
Okay.
So again, you can go through, see all the news. You can actually see more videos. If you want to get a picture of Barack for your desktop or something, you can click through to our image search features as well.
Okay.
Kind of interesting if you look at some of the other people in the news here. You know, Arnie's still there, holding strong at number seven.
Wow. I mean, that's just a sign of the times that Arnold Schwarzenegger now shows up in the politician ranking.
Absolutely,
or next
yeah.
rank and not perhaps celebrity.
Yeah. Rick Astley, strangely not present, but we will...
I have a hot tip that the 2012 presidential race, you'll see Rick Astley there. Yeah, I don't know. Some will work out he was born in the U.S. or something. I don't know.
Fantastic.
We'll get around that. Anyway, what's next? What are we looking at next?
So let me show you a couple other things here. One of the things that's really interesting and new that we've released is around news. It's difficult for people to search for news because
right.
you have to know what the topic is, and if you try and do that, you'll find you probably won't get the best results. But
okay.
we have a new browse news experience. So right from the top, you can go in. We aggregate all of the news that's out on the internet and from various sites and bring it together in one easy-to-browse experience. You can subscribe to RSS feeds. You can sort, you know, typically for any news site, you can sort in by various topics. One of the things that's really cool, I think, is that we also understand where you are. So we're in Redmond right now in Washington. So it's actually calling out some things that are relevant and local. So
cool. So this is local news, and live search works out where I am in the globe. So I could be in New York, could be in like Sydney, Australia, and
yeah.
it's actually going to give me the local news from where I am. That's cool.
Absolutely.
All right, great.
So that's kind of neat. And then, of course, you can, you know, go into politics and drill down further to find things that that strike your fancy in the news today. Again, we've got rich media integrated in here, so if we roll over this will start playing as well. If we had the sound on, we would actually be able to hear the sound in the news clip as well.
Okay, cool.
And again, you can kind of see how we're marking and editing out to various points in the clip here to get you the thing that's going to be the punchiest, so you can decide whether you want to click through. One of the other things I wanted to show you is a lot of people search in a very sort of targeted way.
Right.
We actually answer a lot of very general questions. For instance, when is Mother's Day? So, turns out, this year is Sunday, May 11th, so coming close. And one of the things I just want to call out with the instant answer here, that's what this block of text is up here. The whole idea is to just make it easy for people to find right in their experience,
okay.
You know, the details they need.
All right.
So in this case, you know, Mother's Day actually has a really easy to define answer. So
it
we
does.
Put it right there.
Right.
We don't make you drill into to another site.
Sure.
And there's lots of other things you can do there. If you type in traffic,
okay.
we'll actually figure out where you are in most cases.
Oh, okay.
Present a traffic map.
Cool.
We can do things like stock quotes, put in a ticker symbol, mm-hmm. weather. Lots of things you can try that you might not expect in a search engine that you just plug in. We have a rich experience for you
okay.
right there on the page to save you time and help
now,
you search better.
I see that Mother's Day is actually a link. Now, if I click on that, what does that do? It gives me additional search results for Mother's Day? Or
yeah,
is it going to like a sponsored site?
This one is actually going through to a site.
Okay.
If you want to find out more. In this case, though, I think what Mom really needs is some flowers. So I'm going to look for some flowers near us.
Okay.
So again, this is another instant answer. This has a bunch of local listings for flowers, and I can click through here, and this takes us through to our map site.
Okay, so you searched for Flowers Seattle.
Yeah.
And were you searching then for the name of a florist, or were you just searching for the category flowers in the city, Seattle?
I was actually just looking for the general flowers,
okay.
you know, good starting point.
Options.
Yeah, and it turns out that we actually have a pretty good solution.
Okay.
One of the problems here, though, this is all for downtown Seattle, and it's actually not that near where we are, so I'm just going to refine this a little bit. I'm going to put in our zip code here.
Okay.
And here we go.
That's a bit closer.
These things are a little closer to work.
Okay, cool.
So I would actually, you know, drop by and pick these up, you know, close to Mother's Day.
Okay.
It's a bunch of florists in there. There's one in particular that I'm kind of looking for. It's, I think it's this one here, Redmond Floral. But I'm not exactly sure, so I'm going to have a little look here. And you actually see in this case we have pictures
okay.
of the storefront itself. So I can zoom in here. Yep, that looks like the one.
You've driven by that before? You remember that shop?
Yeah, I've gone in there before.
Okay, cool.
So again, it just sort of helps you find what you're looking for really,
okay.
really easily. So one of the other really cool things is it's one-click directions here on the side. Again, when people need directions, generally if you were to ask me, hey, where is this place? I'd probably start saying, oh, you know, start on, you know, 520, you know, heading east, and I don't have to tell you, you know, leave this building, turn left at the street here, go down to the stop sign, turn right. And that's how sort of traditionally maps sites have worked. It's been very directive.
Right.
But people don't need that for the most part.
Okay.
I know how to get to the highway. And so in this case, we have these one-click directions. So for instance, it shows me various points on the map that I may be coming from, you know, the east, the west, major highway routes that most people, if they're familiar with the city, will know where to get to.
Sure. So the assumption then is that people will know these major landmarks, whether it's a highway or a freeway or something like that, and from there they can kind of find their way to the freeway and then the directions start.
Absolutely.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that.
And if you're not familiar with the city, I mean, you can get the full soup to nuts directions as well. Here, again, you get the full driving directions starting from the 520 freeway.
Cool, which is an intersection here in Seattle, a pretty major highway.
Yeah, and you can actually go right to our piece there.
Okay, great.
So one of the other great things, too, is when you're actually, you know, in your car, mm-hmm. you forgot to print this stuff out.
Yep.
You can find all this on your phone.
Cool.
So you just have to go to live.com on your phone. It's really easy to enter your location and where you want to go, and you can actually do that the exact same search that I just showed you on your phone, and it'll give you the same directions.
Great. That's fantastic.
One of the neat things, too, is maybe you want to actually have a bit of a better look at where you're actually going. So here's your standard map view. We have something called bird's eye view.
Okay.
I'm going to zoom in here. And what this does is it gives you better than a satellite view. We actually have planes that fly around and take pictures.
Yep.
And you can get a much better idea of where you are. You can see all the landmarks around. You can rotate it from various angles here and actually see, you know, yep, that is actually the mall I want to go to. And, oh, yeah, I remember, recognize this building. So this is also a very interesting way to look at maps.
You know, flowers are great for Mother's Day, but what about something a little bit more less traditional?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Rick Astley album.
Let's look for Rick Astley again.
Maybe you spell album correctly.
Oops. Oh, and
well, that's okay. So you made a mistake there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you actually do get the corrected search result.
Absolutely.
Because I do that all the time. In fact, I always type in, you know, I'm a very big T-E-H instead of T-H-E for the. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. And I like it when the search engine corrects me. That's good.
So one of the things that we've done with our last release is that we've really spent a lot of time focusing on relevance. So
okay.
All the you know, rich features are well and good, but if you're not helping people actually find the result they need, either because your relevance is off or you don't have a deep enough index,
yep.
that's a problem.
Yeah, I agree.
People need that just by default. So,
okay.
So we've actually spent a huge amount of our resources in getting that right.
Great.
So something like that was an autocorrect feature that we do. We try and actually take someone directly to the link, not having to click through. And a lot of ways where we're just trying to have a better idea of what the people are asking for and try and give them the right results.
Okay.
And there's a lot of tricks that we do and understanding we do in data mining to try and make that the best experience possible.
Okay, and I mean, the LiveSearch team really, we were talking before, I mean, it's a pretty big group, and behind the scenes, you guys are constantly, you know, you're trying to make that index bigger and more efficient and faster, and it's not just a bang, here's search, thanks very much, and you go home. It's something you guys are updating, like, daily, is that
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, as the internet grows and all the sorts of different things on the internet coming in, going up and down in popularity and things, you have to tune that as well.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not just enough to have, you know, huge data centers full of servers and blinky lights and things like that. You actually have to point them in the right
direction.
They do help,
though.
They do help. But, you know, the internet is so vast that no one can actually take the entire part of it. So you do have to make some decisions on where you think people are spending their time and try and optimize for that content as well.
Right. So we're looking at albums here.
Yeah, so here we are back at Rick, and in this case, we've got the album, and here we go. Whenever you need somebody, 1987. So we can
Brilliant.
Actually click
87.
Through. Yeah, we can click through here, and you know, this takes us through where we can buy online, or we can go through on our product search, and let's see, here he is again.
So tell me about product search. What is this?
So product search is something where we specifically put together an experience for people who are looking to buy things.
Okay.
Everything from the research and trying to understand the general category of things, right down to the specifics where you can see specific details, help you buy things faster online by getting you reviews, both from experts and just the general internet,
okay.
and then actually helping you purchase.
Okay, great.
So so in this case, we have user reviews. So we've gone out and looked at various user reviews. And you can look through. Rick is getting some pretty good ratings here. Lots of 5 stars.
A very high-rated album.
Yeah, someone gave him 3 stars down there. So not quite so sure about that, but in general, people are liking them, so I think we might pick that up.
I'll get that. Yeah, that's
we
great.
Can compare prices here. So secondspin.com. We also have Amazon. You know, Amazon's a brand I you know and trust. So I'm going to click through on that, I think, and pick that up a little bit later for my wife. Some of the really interesting things that we do here. I was also thinking about buying her maybe a camera.
Camera, okay. That's a great camera. It's also one bit more of a higher end camera. This is for your mom. Or your wife. Which one's this one for?
This one. I think this one would be for the wife.
Right. Yeah. She's into photography. She wants to take photos of the kids.
Absolutely.
And all that kind of stuff.
So in this area, some of the things that are really interesting are that you know you can actually scroll through the cameras here. This is sort of a general listing of the various ones here. If you click on one, we've done some really interesting things here. I think we call this the opinion index. So what we do is we go through and in a general category. Mm-hmm. We have a sort of a search algorithm that will look through on a bunch of review sites, and it'll actually pick out what it thinks the general things are for a specific camera. So in this case, you know, it's looking and say, you know, a lot of people rate things on affordability, ease of use, lenses, which are specific to cameras, features, photo quality, and it's pulled those things together. It's then gone out and looked at the reviews, and we have this thing called sentiment extraction, where you can actually tell if a review is saying this is a positive or a negative.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And so all of these bars here on how people are rating them are actually compiled all automatically.
So perhaps instead of going to one single website that has a review for a product, what you can see here is an aggregate of lots and lots of websites.
Absolutely.
And also user reviews and that kind of stuff. I really like that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and so you can go for user reviews. We also have expert reviews as well if you want to see what the experts are saying. These guys are both rating them fairly similarly. The camera comes really highly regarded. But I can also click through and see more of the camera details themselves, the actual specs. And again, I can compare prices and take this all the way through to purchase.
Great, that's fantastic.
So that's really exciting.
All right, cool.
I use this a lot, and it helps me when I'm buying things.
To get to the product search, do I just go to live.com, put in the name of my product or the category, and then products will be there? It'll be one of the results that I get?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So for a lot of things, we bring it up as an instant answer.
Okay.
For some, you can also click into our product section.
Okay.
And that will filter it down as well.
All right, cool.
But for a lot of things, we're really trying to bring the richness and the details up into your main search experience.
All right, great.
We know that's where a lot of people spend their time, so we want to kind of put as many things there and make it easy for them to use.
All right, so what's next? What else do we want to look at?
All this thinking about Mother's Day is actually giving me some heartburn. So one of the things I wanted to show you is a new area that we're working on, and is a Health Vault, which is our health search.
Health search, as in specifically for terms around health and fitness and well-being.
Okay. Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
And again, heartburn, we have an instant answer here. And you can see right from here, I can actually go down and refine things, so conditions, treatments, or I can click through right to the answer itself. And this takes us through to a specific experience that's really focused just on health.
Okay.
Has a bit of a different layout because we know people have different needs. So one of the things that people have is, you know, they get here and they want to be able to refine it, look at specific things. So for instance, you know, specific conditions that cause heartburn, drugs and substances, procedures, medical procedures, if someone has, you know, chronic problems. So that's one way that you can actually get into more detailed areas where you can sort of find out more.
Okay.
The other thing that we have is we have articles from trusted sources. So for instance here, we have an article from the Mayo Clinic. So the Mayo Clinic's a really respected brand and content producer for health information. And so here I can read up more about it. I also have the web links themselves. Again, these are filtered down specifically for health. So if I want to go and explore off that. And then in this case, there's books and things that I can see to read up about it. Here's some things on cooking to reduce heartburn. All those things. I should probably do a nice heartburn-free dinner for my wife for Mother's Day.
Your Health Vault scrapbook, what's that?
Yeah, so that's something else that we've got here. So one of the things you'll notice, this is all in a secure server.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that is really important to people, particularly with health information, is privacy.
Privacy, of course, yeah. Personal information.
So you don't want that just floating around. So we have a whole product which is around storing and maintaining your personal health information.
Okay.
And so you can actually store this search in your Health Vault scrapbook, just by one click. So I can come back. A lot of things that we know people are doing with things like health are that it's not just a one-off thing. If I have a ongoing ailment or something that's bothering me, I'm probably going to be searching for that over time.
Yeah, heartburn, something I'm sure if you get it once, you're probably going to get it a few times. You want to learn some more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's something that that allows you to quickly, easily, you know, you sign in here,
okay,
and then you can save into your scrapbook.
That's great. All right, Chris. So let's just do a quick recap. Some of the new features that we have now on Live Search is a new interface, which is really cool. We looked at XRank. That was really interesting to see the rankings between. Now you showed me celebrity and you showed me politicians and musicians. Just
yes.
Three categories. We have like sports personalities as
no,
well.
We're going to be bringing up more over time.
Okay.
So we basically built it out as a platform, so
okay,
we can add more things easily. So the first ones we're trying, because those things are things that people tend to really be interested in following day to day. Gives them their fix of daily news.
Cool. And you were saying that there's now an instant answers, so we can actually just ask a standard question into the Live Search, like when is Mother's Day, and we'll get an answer from there.
Yeah, answers are something we've had for some time, but
okay,
we're adding more and more things to them and trying to make them more and more relevant. So yeah, actually, it's really interesting just playing with search engines, just putting in things that you wouldn't expect from a search engine.
Yep.
And Live Search is a great way to tell you what you need.
And then we're looking at the product search, which is that a new feature for Live Search? That's been there for a while?
We've been improving it. So
okay,
we've had it for a little while, but we've been adding more and more features to it. So the opinion index and things, we've really ramped up a lot more data behind that.
Okay.
And it's a lot more usable over a greater breadth of products as well.
Cool. And Health Vault, that's a new feature now for Live Search?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So Live Search Health and Health Vault is the other component to it. Allows you to easily search for health-related info, health and fitness and wellness. And we also have news, our new Live Search News. So again, it's a browse experience. It allows you to just go in and look at things easily. You don't have to remember, what's actually current in the news to search for it. You can just go right in and get going with it.
Cool. So obviously live.com is the URL.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also have a website people can go to for more information on the actual products and features and kind of how they work? Or do you just recommend people going to live.com and just start searching?
Yeah, well, we actually have a tour right off the page.
Okay.
You can see down here this link.
Oh, cool.
But if you're interested, but really, the product should be good enough that when you start using it, hopefully you'll fall in love with it. I find it really useful. We've improved it a lot over the last couple of years, to the point where I really think it's a really significant way to search the net and has some very interesting things it'll do.
All right, Chris, thanks for being on Channel 10. We'll see you again.
Thank you.